Good evening, and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial electronic, and all kinds of stuff. Brought to you by myself, Nige, and this week I've got some special guests in the studio. We have Richard and Andy, who are, well, you're the ritual DJs, aren't you?
Good evening. That's right, yeah. Evening.
So, yeah, we've got you in. You're here to mainly tell us what you're up to, tell us how you enjoyed Infest, because you were one of the guest DJs at Infest, I believe. And, well, just choose a bunch of tunes that we'll be playing throughout the show.
That's right, yep.
What else have we got in the show? We've also got the... Oh, we've got the Faderhead interview that I recorded at Infest about a month or so ago now. So that's coming up later in the show. And the usual rundown of clubs and gigs in the area as well. So loads of information, all to try and cram into 1 hour. We opened the show there with Rotasan's Lost. I think I'm going to try and get you to read out this SITD track name that we're going to go into now.
It's Stammheim. It's the second track off the new album, which I believe was out last week or maybe the week before.
It's about then, yes. All right, well, let's go for that. You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. What did we hear there? We heard that was System FX with Virus. You were saying during playing that That's some friends of yours?
Yeah, that's their latest project. They're some friends from London.
So that's new stuff that's not really been heard much before.
No, we're trying to give it as much airplay as we can.
Excellent.
Wherever we can.
Excellent. And, that's a good track. I think that's going to get a bit of listening to from a lot of people. So hopefully we'll get this kind of into the...
I'm sure they've got a web address on the...
It's MySpace. It's on the...
Here's the thing. MySpace.com/sysfx. So there you go if you want more information. MySpace.com/sysfx. Before that, we played SITD with... I can't read that.
Stamheim.
Stamheim. Fantastic stuff from their latest album. So in the studio tonight we've got Rich and Andy, the Ritual DJs. So you've recently played Infest, haven't you?
We have indeed.
Do tell us about that. How did that, for starters, how did that come about? Were you approached or did you approach the organisers? How does a budding DJ who wants to get into Infest get noticed?
That was down to Andy, really. He basically sent an email, and we waited for an awful long time, because obviously I'm friends with Jamie from ESA as well, and I remember roughly at the time, you know, I kept sending him text messages going, you know, you want to Infest this year? And he's like, I'm not sure. I'm apparently on the shortlist, but I'm not sure. I'm like, do you know anyone who can get us on as DJs? And he was like, no idea. So, you know, but it was kind of a last minute thing, really, wasn't it?
Well, it was earlier in the year, and I emailed Mark, just say, give him a brief outline of what we've done in the past, what kind of music we could play, and it was about a month, and he gave us a reply and says, yeah, we'd love to offer you a couple of slots.
Cool, because you've actually had quite a varied history in the, from what I'm aware of, the Yorkshire DJ scene. So you've what I remember is mainly Resurrected and Substance at the Subculture, which are quite different nights in their own respects, aren't they?
Very, yes. Substance being an extreme remit. You've got wide range of music, whereas Resurrected was very definitely set in the goth and EBM and industrial stylings.
Yeah. So what's your current project? I believe you've got one night on the go at the moment.
That's right, we're doing a night called Expanse in Wakefield. It's only in a tiny little pub, pretty similar to how Resurrected started, really. Mm. You know, just a tiny little pub, but it's very similar in the vein as Substance. We just pretty much play whatever the hell we want. You know, it does range. We do play a lot of rock, but we play a lot of dance, and we play a bit of hip-hop, and we play a bit of indie, and we play a bit of... You know, just generally, whoever's in at the time, we try to fit the music to them. And if there's not many, then we just indulge ourselves, really. So
I think that's probably... I don't know, I've got the mic levels all right. I think that's probably how a lot of nights are starting, isn't it? It's some guys sort themselves out a slot at a pub, get a bit of a crowd going.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
And it kind of evolves into its own little animal from there.
It can do, yeah. I mean, people are fickle, unfortunately. And
it's the nature of the beast, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you always do your best. You promote as well as you can, and... You know, you hope that everything, you know, goes from there. So it's doing all right. It's been going how long now? About 5-6 months.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. It's nice and tidy. It's a really nice, you know, little pub.
It's very friendly.
Good atmosphere, and the people who run the place, you know, the spot on people. So cool. It's a nice little night.
Did you really enjoy Infest? Or
it was awesome. It really was.
Were you nervous when you were getting up behind those decks? Because it's quite a
yeah. Originally, obviously, we did the bottom dance floor, and that's the larger of the two.
Mm.
And you get behind the decks, and you're looking out and thinking, "Oh my word, are we going to fill this, or is there going to be like one guy waving a glow stick?" You just don't really know. But it went superbly. We did two sets on the bottom dance floor, and it was awesome. We'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Cool. Sounds fantastic. Sounds like a lot of fun.
We also did the top dance floor as well later on.
Yeah.
That was good too.
Got to be quite a cool remit to cover both of them, because I think quite a few DJs don't. They just get slotted into one depending on what their kind of their history and their style is.
Yeah, but
you seem to be flexible enough.
It was
to
a good
both.
Opportunity, and we enjoyed every minute of it. We got some good feedback as well.
Cool. Shall we continue with the tunes? Because we've got a lot to stick into this show. We've got the Fade Ahead interview coming up, and. What else have we got? Oh, the gigs and club nights in the area, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, let's continue with the tune. This is a track from quite a while ago, actually. This is Kiev with DC Disc.
This is a Dreamcast Diskette. Sie ist ausschließlich für den Gebrauch auf einem Dreamcast-Gerät gedacht. Wenn Sie diese Diskette auf einem HiFi oder anderem Audiogerät abspielen, kann erheblicher Schaden an den Lautsprechern entstehen. Bitte stoppen Sie jetzt diese Diskette.
Merci de retirer ce CD immédiatement.
Okay, we had there the Battles with Atlas, chosen by our guest tonight, the Adam, Andy and Rich. I said Adam there for a minute. That's wrong name completely. Ritual DJs, the guests in my studio tonight. And yes, we've been running, well, just nattering for quite a bit, so I've got to pretty much run down the list of club nights and gigs in the area. Let's get that over and done with. Okay, coming up on Sunday the 30th of September, we have Seabound playing in Sheffield with Deviant UK and Prototype supporting. That's £10 on the door, 7pm opening time. More information at www.corporation.org.uk. Following that, on Friday the 5th of October, we have Angel Spit, supported by Aria and Ego Lightness, at Joseph's Well in Leeds. I believe that gig's also happening on the following Sunday in Sheffield, so depending which one you can get to, that's going to be quite interesting. I think more information about that is probably at blackveiled.alwayscrashing.org. They're the guys organising that one. Also, on Friday the 5th of October, we have Darkside, which is kind of hard dance, industrial EBM, electro night at Rio's in Leeds. What else have we got? Ooh, Thursday, October the 16th, and we're going a bit forward ahead in time here, but this is something I'm quite looking forward to. We have Seidel playing the Junction in York, so nutty Japanese industrial. I quite like seeing them, so I'll be down there myself. More information at www.darklands.org.uk. Continuing with the band theme, on a Thursday we have the Birthday Massacre. Now I think the closest gig they're playing to Yorkshire is Thursday the 25th of October on Satan's Hollow in Manchester, so it's not particularly local, but I saw them a year or so ago in Leeds, and they were, well, I really, really enjoyed them. I played them a few times on the show. They should have a new album out soon. I think it might be out already. I'm just trying to get my hands on it. It hasn't arrived in the post yet. But as soon as I get that, we'll probably be playing a bit more Birthday Massacre stuff. More information about that gig and all their other gigs in the UK at thebirthdaymassacre.com. And the next major thing that's worth of note, I think, is all the way in December, way ahead here, but I might as well let you know, there's a kind of guitar punk industrial festival happening in Leeds. Couple of days, loads of bands. We have on Friday the 7th of December, Flesh Eating Foundation, Snuff Radio and Uberbite playing Santiago's at the Grand Arcade in Leeds, and that's also combined with the Integration Club Night. And on Saturday the 8th, it continues with Cyclogen, Caffeine Kill, History of Guns, Action Direct, Death Boy and Cat Scan playing a kind of afternoon gig at the Subculture in Leeds, so that's 2pm till 9pm, and that's a little festival put on called Amalgamation. So amalgamation07.com, more information up there for tickets and bands and all that kind of stuff. You guys have got a club night as well, haven't you? Do you have...
Well, as we mentioned earlier, it's Expanse in Wakefield at the Talbot and Falcon on the 12th of October.
Yay for plugness.
That's a Friday.
is it a regular second Friday of the month or something
it's
like that?
It's usually the second Friday of the month, yeah. Do you say usually, because it started on a Saturday. So it's virtually it's going to be the second. Right. You know, I can't see it not being, to be honest.
Is there a website to double check for that you can give out that has information for this, or is it just...
It's www.ritual-djs.co.uk.
Fantastic. So that's where all the info...
There's lots more stuff up there as well concerning, you know... hopefully, there's probably going to be all the previous set lists from Resurrected and Substance and anything else we've done as well. So you just can get a general idea of what we can do.
So whatever you guys are up to is on Ritual-DJs.
That's right.
Okie dokie. Right, I'm going to... I want to get the Fade Ahead interview played, but we'll play a track first. Well, I think we've got Susie queued up, haven't we?
We have, yes. A track off her new album, Manta Ray.
Trembling all around you with its fear. made life uncomplicated, only pleasantries. And like a fool you thought you'd like a bit cheated of life's reality.
So that was a new track from Susie called Here Comes That Day, of which we're just chatting in the studio saying how Bond theme it sounded like. But great to have new stuff from her. You guys caught me out bringing that because I had no idea she had new stuff coming along, which is great stuff. Okay, shall we get on with the Faderhead interview? I've been promising that all the show. So, okay, yes, this was when I caught up with Faderhead with some friends of ours, the Miss Ginny show over in Manchester. So we did a combined interview, so here goes.
Here in Fest 07.
Backstage with Faderhead.
Yeah.
Good evening. Good afternoon, in fact.
Good morning.
Yes. We're Nigel from Dark Estimation and Fitz and Jane from Miss Ginny show. Mm-hmm. So
helped out by Brian, who's from Bedlam in Glasgow.
Indeed. So your little posse there. Basically, fantastic show yesterday. How do you think it went for your kind of premier UK show?
Pretty good. We sold all our merch, so that means that it was pretty good. I don't know. We had almost no technical problems. The crowd was really into it. Mm-hmm. And I watched the crowd later for 13th Monkey from the stage and from the side. And from the stage, it looks kind of calm. I don't know why, but people were dancing and nobody left, which is on a festival, people just walk in. They look for two songs, they listen, and then they go off if they don't like it. But everyone just stayed, and that's all I can ask for, because if I go to a concert at 5 o'clock, I'm not stupidly drunk, and I like the band, I will not go to the front and go, "Oh, awesome!" I'll just stand there and nod, and if I like them, I'll buy the CD, and that's what many people did yesterday, so it was perfect.
What happened with the guitar? You came on and said there was a technical issue.
We didn't bring our own guitars because just the rider said that the organizer would give us guitars. And there were tons of issues. My wireless kept not working. The guitar kept falling out of the belt because I didn't bring my own belt. So we sort of had to... It's just minor things. But in the end, I decided before there's tons of little accidents going to happen on stage, I just throw out the guitar and... do funny little dances on stage.
Did you do the chicken dance? Did I miss that?
No, I didn't. I don't know. Next time.
Who have you got any influences, you say?
Oh, my God.
I know, that's an awful question.
I don't really know. I have different influences on a per-song basis. Nobody would believe that This Is Not a Club track is directly influenced by Ice Cube. He did a song with Korn. I don't know the name of the song, I don't remember it, but it has this sort of beat thing going on, and this influenced me to do this sort of track. And a friend of mine came in and he said, "Hey, this sounds good for Britney Spears if you put her vocals over it, like the more modern thing that she could do." So that would be a hip-hop influence right there. Then you have stuff like Houston, which are very influenced, like all these more techno kick drum sort of songs. Those are mainly influenced by Mark Accardi Payne, who's a hardcore techno DJ. People say actually he invented hardcore techno. I don't know if you can. He has the first released hardcore song, and he's a friend of mine. So I get my techno influences from him, and so it's totally different. Mono Man is influenced by Aqua. Like the Swedish, I'm a Barbie girl.
And you know, it's, really pleased to hear.
Well, it's really different. So that'd be too many influences to just put them on a list, yeah. Unless I go on a song by song.
And what have you got? Any favorite artists that you're listening to yourself at the moment?
At the moment, let me think. I have the new Megadeth record. It's really okay. I like the one before better, and the older ones even more. But what else am I listening to? Hans Zimmer, who's an Austrian film score composer. I always have to listen to Ant One because my girlfriend, she listens to it all the time.
And Laibach,
yeah, Laibach. I don't listen to that much music unless something catches my ear, and because I spend so much time in the studio that when I'm not making my own music, I really don't want to have more music.
Yeah.
So. 7 hours a day is enough.
It's true. Yeah. It taints you as well.
Yeah, and it's like my ears are tired. I don't want to hear anything anymore.
FH2
yes.
is pretty a diverse album style-wise from track to track.
Yeah.
Is that something you kind of planned from the start, or is it just how it evolved? Or
I don't know. I kept on the first album. I just did stuff because I didn't expect anything. I didn't even expect to get a record deal. So. I just wrote whatever in a month. The whole record was done in 1 month. And on the second one, because FH1 was pretty popular around where I live, I thought I don't want to make a record that embarrasses me by being worse than the 1 month record. So I spent a lot of time. And I hate bands that put on 125 BPM, minute one, minute 60, and it's not the same. I cannot listen to that. I cannot listen to one song, let alone 12. And all the albums that I have at home are albums that are good from start to finish. I don't buy anything that I don't like 10 out of 11 songs of. So I try to make sure it's something that anyone can listen to. If you like more electro-techno, you might like Houston, Stormspark Structure, these type of things. If you're more into pop, you might like Girly Show, these things. It wasn't like a super conscious decision, but when the songs were there, it made sense to put them together in a way that you can listen to the album start to finish. It goes by pretty quickly. You don't notice that it's 60 minutes, and that it's not boring, because then you're not going to put it in 5 times in a row if you're falling asleep.
I agree totally. There's a lot of bands which every song sounds the same, and it does get very tedious. So it is nice to finally get somebody, you know, like an old school type writing where, you know, this is a different song, clearly. But I like the way you say there's different influences for different songs as well.
Yesterday, I met a couple of people here, and I talked to them after the show, and they were all kinds of different people. Heavy metal guys, fetish chicks, whatever, cyber goths, whatever. And they all liked the album or the show, which means people who listen to that are not the same. And I don't want the same type of people. I mean, obviously, you can't choose who buys your CDs. I'm happy about every person who buys a CD. But I don't want people who expect me to do the same. If they're not up for change from song to song, I don't know, I just want to make an album that attracts people who have some diverse music appreciation or something.
Make some noise, move that ass with dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass with dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass with dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. So obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Like to see the...
Ooh, that CD player just caught me out there. You're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It's Nige and Rich and Andy, the Ritual DJs, joining me in the show. We just played there the interview I managed to grab with Faderhead at Infest. And after that, Dirty Boys, Dirty Girls from Faderhead off FH2, a stomping club track, I reckon. What were we just talking about? Something quite interesting. That was it, yes. We've just had a massive natter in the studio. It was, who would you pay a lot of money for? See, if you wanted to pay more at Infest for a big band name. I think this question was actually on the actual questionnaire flyer thing at the end of the Infest. You know, how much more would you pay? And what big names would you like that money to go towards? Because obviously bigger bands are going to cost more. So, it's a real tricky one. Because I think we were saying, you know, if you suggested someone like Depeche Mode, 30 seconds of the tickets going on sale, it would sell out that venue easily.
They can sell London Arena out. They sell out sentence flat.
Yeah,
you know.
Stadiums in minutes.
They are one of the biggest electronic bands in the world, and you can't take them away from it. You know, so it'd be nice. It'd be an awesome gig, but you know, so many people would lose out, and you'd have, you know, people who aren't really in the scene. Yeah. There and they'd be like,
people who've been
this?
To Infest for the last 8 years wouldn't get a chance of getting a ticket.
They'd leave the rest of the weekend empty, wouldn't they? They'd turn up for the gig. And
yeah, that'd be it. I suggested Skinny Puppy because I still think we've had Frontline Assembly.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we can't have.
It's going to be an art form choosing a band that's just quite big enough to pay a bit more for and be really big, but not too big like Depeche Mode, who would just kind of ruin it, like you say, but you know.
You got to think about some of the bands that now have kind of industrial legends, I suppose, and they've now moved away from it. You know, I mean, Ministry would have been a good band to put on, but again,
that would
they're
be
a bit more metal now, and plus, if this is their last album, they're releasing now, and that's kind of it. One of those things.
I was just saying when we were queuing this up that I think we had time for two more tracks, but actually looking at the time left. And the time of that, the track we've got queued up, pretty much that's it. We've only got this one track.
Oh, right.
In.
Okay.
So I would like to thank you guys for coming on the show. Time has flown. We'll have to get you back again at some point.
Yeah.
Get you to play loads more stuff. And I love this when I get people in because it just keeps the set so varied. The stuff in this set that has just caught me out, and it's like, oh, what's that song? And I think it was The Battles that I knew I'd heard somewhere but couldn't quite place. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
I hope your night gets busier and goes well, and you get lots of other places to spin your DJing skills. And thank you for listening, good old listeners out there. We'll be back in a fortnight's time, and we're going to leave you with... What are we going to leave you with?
This is Black Audio. The track's called Snuff on Digital. It's the AFI... side project.
Thank you. Good night.